Our second half kickoff is brought to you by American Heritage Bank. American Heritage Bank is ready when you are. Whenever you need them, once a week or once a year, American Heritage Bank stands ready to serve all of your financial needs. From car loans to investing in your business or advising you on a comprehensive retirement plan through their in-house investment center, American Heritage Bank is fully equipped to go to the distance for you. Stop by and see them on Monday morning in Simply Better Banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Caleb Bruce will tee it up for the Huskies and the elite sports voice of Northeast Oklahoma, Adam Hooper, with the second half action.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tim. And by the way, I did not send an email to Hillary Clinton.
Well, they didn't find it on the server anyway.
No. Folks that don't know what that meant, he gave me a formal introduction of that last night at Bonita.
Oh, by the way, Dr. Ben Carson called earlier and he said the warranty on whatever part he transplanted for you is just about out. He wants you to know that.
Okay.
I think that means garage doors will start going up and down as you're driving down the road. So watch out. Hey, we've got Hunter Brewer and Jonathan Blackman back at their own 14-yard lines. Blackman on the far side away from the home press box. Brewer here on the near side. And once again, we're waiting on the officials.
They're probably wondering what's their midnight snack tonight.
They are still posted up at the far sideline, 50-yard line, talking to the Pahuska coach. I don't think Pahuska coaches have gotten a quality explanation on what happened on the two-point conversion. I don't think.
Well, I think right in the middle of it is Joe Sindelar.
Yes, and I think he's and he's very composed. For the fans that can't see what we see, he's very composed, but I think he's very deliberate in getting some answers here, and now they've agreed to disagree, maybe, and we're going to play football. And we've got a great second half, 22-14. Dewey set to get the ball back to start this second half. Dare I say we might even have overtime tonight?
You never know. You'll have to stay tuned and see.
There you go, fans.
All right, the kickoff here is just underway here for Pahuska from their own 40. Here it is. It's a squid kick, and it's caught at the 41-yard line. Oh, boy, a good...
Nice hands.
Nice hands there by the Doggers, Jacob Shambles.
I think that was 77, Adam.
No, it was Shambles.
Was it Shambles? By golly, we need to get him under contract. Every time we call his name, that we get a dollar for that because he has been everywhere tonight.
So Dewey will have the ball to begin the second half, first and 10. They're going to spot that at the 42-yard line. So they got pretty good field position here to begin the second half. Timmons under center on the shotgun formation. Three wide receivers to the right side. The snap, handoff to Hunter Brewer on the delayed snap. Breaks one tackle to the 50, runs to the left, knocked out of bounds at the 45-yard line, and enough for a Dogger first down.
Good run by Hunter over the left side. Got some great blocks on the left side of that Dogger line.
And you know who just snuck up behind me? Coach Chris Rivard. He's telling his fans hello. There's Timmons on a screen pass. It's caught at the 42-yard line by Kobe Morgan.
And Morgan's been his favorite receiver tonight. That is his sixth reception on the evening. And he picks up right about 5 yards on the pass.
You know, if Kobe Morgan does what I think he does, he's going to throw some fits on some opponents.
He is. He's a tough matchup for linebackers.
Brewer sweep to the right, to the 40, to the 35-yard line, actually slept to the left.
He's got another first down, Adam.
And it gives the Doggers another first down. I think if Dewey can score a couple of times, I think they'll be a little bit more comfortable. But for Pahuska, not the start they wanted here in the second half.
I think Dewey's found something over the right side of the Husky defense they're going to try to take advantage of.
Phelps in motion, handoff to Brewer, and he'll go to the middle to the 31-yard line.
And give a pat on the back to Henley there using that misdirection to try to free Brewer up over the middle. Didn't go for a big gain, but it broke him through a little crease there to give him about 3 yards.
John Big Horse on the tackle, the second and 7 from the 31-yard line. In a shotgun formation for Timmons. Timmons rolls to his right, still rolling, and he's going to be sacked. He is sacked at the 40-yard line, and Warren Graves there on the sack.
And he just got ate up on that. Graves shot out of a cannon for an 8-yard loss and puts Dewey behind the sticks. Going to make it about third and 15.
Third and 15 from the 40-yard line. Again, a shotgun formation. Phelps in motion to the right. Timmons pump fakes. Now screen pass it. Oh, one-hand catch by Hunter Brewer, and he'll be stopped at the 38-yard line. And not enough for a first down. One-handed catch, though, by Hunter Brewer.
And because he had to go up and almost rebound that ball out of the air, couldn't get his feet in time to get away from the would-be, from the tackler for the Huskies.
Now, fourth and 14 from the 38-yard line. See what Dewey's going to do here. They're going to go for it, I think.
Oops. Oh.
Looks like we're going to have movement on that defense by Pawhuska.
That'll make it fourth and about eight.
Fourth or, yeah. It's going to be from the 33-yard line.
Eighth penalty on the Huskies.
Fourth and eight from the 33-yard line. Looks like Dewey's going to go for it here. Two wide receivers on each side. A shotgun formation for Timmons. Timmons throws to the left, way underthrown. Jonathan Blackman, the intended receiver.
Yeah, and he had yardage ahead of him, Adam. He had the first down, but unfortunately, Timmons short hopped that ball to him. And the Huskies rise up and will take over on downs in their own territory.
So the Huskies have it first and 10 from their own 33-yard line. 9:34 to go in the third quarter. 22-14 favor of Dewey. Like you said, partner, it's been a very good ball game between these two squads. And you didn't think it was that way earlier.
No, like you said, it looked like we were going to have a dogger runaway. And the Huskies have fought back tenaciously, and now they have the ball back and a chance to tie the score up.
Hyman now throws to the right. The screen pass incomplete. Looks like Warren Graves was the intended receiver, and it'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, they're just kind of sprinting him out to the right side, trying to get him on the perimeter with a linebacker. And Hyman just kind of hurried the throw, had a little happy feet there, and threw it too wide for him, unable to get anything but one hand on it, couldn't pull a Hunter Brewer and haul it in.
So it'll be second and 10 from Pawhuska's 33-yard line. The clock stopped with 9:31 to go in the third quarter. 22-14, Dewey on top of Pawhuska. Man in motion. They're going to give it to him. Sweeps to the right to the 35 and down at the 38-yard line.
That's a new number.
And we don't have that one. I've called his name a couple of times, I've called that number a number of times. We don't have the player's name.
Well, Husker fans, if you're listening at home and you know who 27 is, he just picked up five, and now we've got a third and five for the Huskies.
Third and five from the 38-yard line. Colton Hyman under center. Now a man in motion. Mm-mm. And we're going to have flags all over the place. It may be illegal motion against Pawhuska. Actually, false start.
Yeah, they were going to try to get Graves on the left perimeter there, trying to get him on the option, but somebody moved. 73 yards and penalties for Pawhuska.
So it's going to be third and 10 back at the 33-yard line. Colton Hyman under center again, a receiver on each side. Hyman, now he'll pitch to the left side, has a blocker, 40, 45, 50. That's Graves on the carry, and he is knocked down at the 40-yard line by Hunter Brewer. But I'll tell you what, Warren Graves, he's a speedy little character, a 6'1", 175-pound junior, and a nice, though, of course, pitch out to Graves, enough for a Husky first down.
Yeah, he picks up 26 yards on the play, and just doubled his output for the evening. He's got 50 yards rushing on 9 carries and a first down.
First and 10 from Dewey 41. Handoff is to Graves. He'll cross the 40, and that's all he'll get. He's met up by a whole slew of Dogger players. And there on the tackle, Jacob Shambles.
I was getting ready to say, was that not Jacob Shambles again?
Well, tell you what, coming in tonight, I had the numbers on Shambles.
He's a 5'11", 190 sophomore, but he plays bigger.
Matter of fact, he didn't come in with a tackle at all coming in tonight, but we've called his name quite a bit.
He's making up for last week, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Second and 9 from the 40. And it's going to be play action, and he's sacked on the play at the 42-yard line as Colton Hyman tried to scramble around there. He couldn't get away, and now it's third down and 11 from the 41-yard line. Clock rolling with 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Dewey on top, 22-14. Now a receiver on each end for Pawhuska. Play action, Hyman, screen pass, caught by Graves, and Graves down immediately at the 45-yard line.
Brandon, looks like Brandon Phelps. Yes.
There on the tackle.
Loss of 3 on the play.
I'll make it fourth down and call it 14. They'll spot the ball at the 46-yard line. They'll make Pawhuska back to punt. Jet Hudgens there to punt the ball away. He's punt the ball very well.
Yes, he's an excellent punter. Good place kicker as well.
Now the snap. High kick. And the ball is going to bounce, and it's going to take a Pawhuska bounce, and it's going to stay at the 1-yard line.
So a 45-yard punt. And just another excellent job. You know, your kicking game can really help out in high school football. And he just pinned them back deep in their own territory.
Halftime down at Owosso. Owosso leading Muskogee 24-12. Your buddy Steve Mowry.
Steve Mowry, the Mr. Owosso Ram.
In fact, he was crying last week.
No, he was.
Yeah, after the Rams lost to Broken Arrow. Shotgun formation. Whoops. And we're going to end up offsides against Pawhuska. It looked like that Brian Jeffers moved a little bit soon.
Yeah, he's a little anxious, wasn't he?
So now it's going to be 1st and 5 from the 6.
10 penalties, 78 yards. That just drives the coach crazy.
Especially with Joe Sindelar. He won't like that one at all. 1st and 5 from Dewey's 6-yard line. In a shotgun formation, handoff, Hunter Brewer runs to the middle to the 10, down at the 11-yard line. And it should be just a little short of the first down, about a couple of yards. That'll make it 2nd and 2 from the 9. Shotgun formation again for Timmons. Timmons to Hunter Brewer, who sweeps to the left and can't get away. He's down at the 9-yard line. A good defensive pressure there by the Huskies.
Never could find a crease, could he?
No. One of these days, Hunter Brewer's going to find that long run.
What is it, Gale Sayers? You say, just give me 18 inches of daylight. 18 inches is all I need.
No gain. It'll be 3rd and 2 from the 9.
Kobe.
Pass is caught by Kobe Morgan, and he'll go out of bounds at the 21-yard line after Blake Timmons rolls to his right and finds Kobe Morgan, and it's enough for a Dogger first down.
Nice little 12-yard gain. And Morgan's gone over 100 yards receiving on the evening, 107 yards on 7 receptions, Adam.
Last week against Nowata, Kobe Morgan had 4 receptions, 73 yards, and a touchdown. And a pass there was incomplete to Hunter Brewer. It'll be 2nd and 10 as they did the no-huddle offense there. I have to keep an eye on that more because that's kind of been the bread and butter of their offense as they try to spread it out.
Yeah, they make a first down, and they really hurry up and go again.
2nd and 10 from the 20-yard line. Again, shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Timmons now rolls to his left. Screen pass to Hunter Brewer. Caught at the 20. Spins around to the 25, and he's tackled there at the 25. Looked like Warren Graves there on the stop. So about 5 yards short of the first down. It'll make it 3rd and 5. Spot that about the 26-yard line. Shotgun formation again for
Timmons. Approaching the 200-yard mark passing.
Timmons throws to his right, has a man open, incomplete. In and out of the hands of Kobe Morgan.
Just a little behind him, too, Adam. He had a step on the defender.
So a fourth and five, and it will probably force Dewey to punt the ball away. Only up 8, 22-14 over Pawhuska. 4:56 to go in the third quarter.
They're going to go for it.
Looks like they're going to go for it. Timmons is going to throw it to the right, has a man open, caught at the 50, 45-40, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10-5. Good night, Dewey! Touchdown, Bulldoggers! That's Kobe Morgan on a 74-yard pass from Blake Timmons. And what a gutsy call by Ashley Henley and that Dewey coaching staff to go for it on fourth and five from their own 26-yard line.
Wow. And, you know, they line up in that short punt formation all the time, so you kind of expected him to kick it, and he just rolled to his right. Morgan got behind everybody and unscathed to the end zone for 6 points.
And Dewey now up by a couple of touchdowns. Pending the extra point by Kobe Morgan. Here's a snap, the hold, the kick. It's a high kick, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 4:43 to go in the third quarter, and your score, Dewey 29, and Dewey and Pawhuska 14. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football here on KRIG and KPGM. Kobe Morgan, 74-yard touchdown pass from Blake Timmons. And the point after good by Kobe Morgan, and it's 29-14 favor of Dewey. Wow, what a gutsy call. Fourth and five from the 26-yard line.
How about this? Blake Timmons is over. He's got 251 yards passing on the evening, Adam.
Unbelievable. Both teams looking for their first win of the year. Right now, Dewey, though, in control, leading by 15 points. Now, Kobe Morgan will kick things off for the Doggers at the high kick. It's caught at the 15 by Tapp, to the 20, to the 25, and dives at the 27-yard line. So that's where the Huskies will start, first and 10 from their own 27-yard line. See what the Huskies offense and Colton Hyman will do here.
Tell you what, I've been very impressed with the kicking game for both teams tonight. Both of them hitting their extra points, good punting, timely plays when they needed it in the kicking game, and that's something that we don't always see every week in high school football.
So first and 10 from Pawhuska's 27-yard line. Under center is Hyman. Hyman now pitches it off to Graves, and he sweeps to the right to the 30-yard line. Brandon Phelps with this tackle for the Doggers.
He smelled that one out. That's 21. Do I have him? Yes. Caleb Steeler, was he on the carry?
Or
he's
no, it was Warren.
Sorry. You're right.
Warren Graves. So you're looking at second and seven from the 30-yard line.
Steeler was out here blocking. That's where I saw him in the melee.
In a shotgun, actually, it's under center is Hyman. Hyman throws to the left, has a man open, caught at the 40, breaks one tackle to the 45, and he stepped out of bounds at the 49-yard line. That was Brian Jeffers there on the screen pass reception.
And put him at the 46 there. They said he stepped out.
So it's about a 16-yard gain. It'll be first and 10 from Pawhuska's 46. You know, just like Dewey, Pawhuska has had some big plays, but they have not capitalized them.
Hyman's just getting better and better in the passing game as it goes on tonight.
Three wide receivers, two on the right. Hyman, screen pass, and a pass. That should be a forward pass, and no, they're going to say incomplete. Boy, it was that close. I'm telling you how that close. That close to being a forward pass because it hit the back
of Graves.
Of Graves, I believe.
Yeah, he never got turned around to look for it. That's twice they've run that play, and Hyman's been a little premature on the pass.
So I'll make that second and 10 from the 46-yard line. A receiver now lined up to the right side. That's Nathan Richardson. Hyman, play action. And Hyman can't get away from a tackler. He's sacked at the 45-yard line. And it looked like on that tackle was by third and 10. As a matter of fact, the tackle there was by Travis Owens.
First time I think you've called his name tonight.
I've called it a couple of times.
Okay. Cardinals and Reds tied at 2 in a rain delay in the 8th inning in Cincinnati.
Third and 10 now from the 46-yard line. Hyman, play action, rolls to his right, screen pass. It's caught at the 50, breaks a tackle to the 45, to the 42-yard line. That's Caleb Bruce.
Nice play by Caleb. Second effort got that first down. It'll be a gain of about 13. His first reception on the night, and it goes for a Husky, first and 10.
Well, spotted at the 42 in Doggers territory. So, again, the Husky giving themselves a chance here. Down by 15 points, 29 to 14.
Heineman's just gone over 100 yards passing in the game, Adam.
Hyman now under center, now play action, throws to his right, has a man open, caught at the 35, down at the 30-yard line.
That's at 27, I believe.
Ball, yeah, by number 27, and we don't know who he is. But Kobe Williams there on the tackle, and it may be a first down. It's a 12-yard gain.
12-yard pickup.
So it'll be first and 10 from the 30-yard line. Again, clock rolling, 2:35 to go in the third quarter, 29-14 favor of Dewey. Hyman under center, lone setback, two wide receivers. Now a pitch to Graves, sweeps to the left to the 30, ducks his head to the 28-yard line. Kobe Morgan, along with, I believe, it was Dylan Cobb.
And Brandon Phelps just couldn't quite get there in time to put the stop on him in the backfield this time.
So it'll be second and 3 from the 23-yard line.
Nice drive put together, mixing up running and passing, a little option here, screen passes.
The one thing I think Pahuska has, they're a small team, but they've got a lot of speed.
You're right.
Hyman under center. Now hands it off to Taft. Taft's not going anywhere. He might have lost a couple of yards there. He's down at the 24-yard line.
Yeah, Gage Carter, the senior for Dewey, came through and got penetration and broke that play up. And you're right, caused a one-yard loss.
So they'll spot at the 24-yard line. They'll make it 3rd and 4 for the Huskies from Doggers' 24-yard line. Again, 1:20 to go in the third quarter. Again, Dewey on top, 29-14. Man in motion to the right. And they're going to give it to the man in motion to the right, and he won't get anywhere. That's number 8. Don't know who that is. And he's going to be well short of the first down. He may have gained a yard. So now you're looking at 4th and 3 from the 23-yard line. And I think no choice. Pahuska will go for it.
Oh, sure. And it's very manageable. And I would not be surprised at all to see him run that option left to right, try to pitch it to Graves and get him on the edge.
So 4th and 3 from the Doggers' 23-yard line.
They're coming this way.
Play action. And Hyman's not going anywhere. He is sacked. He is sacked there at the 25-yard line. And on there on the tackle, Blake Scholl for the Doggers. And what a defensive stop there for the Dewey Bulldoggers as they'll take over on downs.
And that might give the Doggers a little breathing room now that they've got a 2-touchdown lead and the ball back.
They'll have it from their own 25, 1st and 10 from the 25-yard line. Timmons in a shotgun formation. Timmons to Phelps. He'll sweep to the right and won't gain a yard. He's stuck there at the 25-yard line. He is saying hello to Keenan Cheeves. First time we've called his name here tonight. And it looks like that may be the final play here in the third quarter. We'll have to wait and see. There was no gain on the play. 2nd and 10 from the 25.
I think they're going to be content to let it run out.
Well, that will be the final play of the third quarter, and your score, it is Dewey 29 and Pawhuska 14. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Dewey and Pawhuska football on KRIG and KPGM. Here to Dogger Stadium in the fourth quarter. Dewey on top of Pawhuska 29-14. Adam Hooper, Tim Howell, Dave Waddell back in studios.
Feels like football tonight. Adam, 67 yeah. degrees. This is great.
It's absolutely gorgeous out here tonight. Second and 10 from Dewey's 25. Timmons pump fakes and pass incomplete. That might have been deflected on one of the defensive linemen for the Huskies.
He certainly had somebody in his face.
Hunter Brewer was the intended receiver.
Never got a chance to materialize.
So third and 10 now for Dewey from their own 25-yard line. You can have all the light you want.
I was trying to give you a little more. I had more than I needed there.
Thank you.
Had a glare.
Timmons now rolls to his right, gets away from one tackler, and he'll run out of bounds. He'll lose some yards. Actually, he didn't lose any.
He might have got back to the line of scrimmage there.
So, well, actually, they're a spot at. He lost one. He's at the 25. Actually, he didn't. He no gain.
Why do you doubt me, Adam?
I don't. First, you steal my light. Well, we have to have a spotlight here because they won't allow to turn on the above headlights. There's a kick by Timmons, line drive kick.
Oh,
and
nice.
Boy, it's going to get a Dewey bounce.
Nice.
Nice bounce. And spot this one at the 27-yard line. I never doubt you, my friend. But Pawhuska will have the ball from their own 27.
Kind of need some points right here. Getting kind of late in the day.
Yeah, for Pawhuska, they'll need to get some points.
They only had the ball two times in that third quarter, so if that stat would hold up, they're going to get this and another opportunity to score, so they better make the best of this drive. Could be the key drive in the game for both teams.
Hyman now goes back to pass, throws to his right, overthrows his intended receiver, and that was Brian Jeffers.
And Jeffers had lots of real estate. There's nobody around him. Must have been a blown coverage there because somebody didn't pick him up. Yeah, one of the Dewey coaches talking to Jonathan Blackman down here said, yeah, I think you had the wrong guy on that coverage, son. Blackman nods and goes back to position. Good ball player.
It's a good kid, too. If you ever had a chance to meet with him, he's a wonderful kid. Second and 10, and Hyman now breaks one tackle. He can't get away from another. He's tripped up at the 28-yard line.
Shambles shoestringed him.
So he may have gained a yard or maybe two. That'll make it third and long. It'll be third and 9 from the 28-yard line.
Well, I think if you're the offensive coordinator for the Huskies, you look at your list of plays and see what has worked for positive yardage tonight, and you just run those plays the rest of the game because it's late in the game, and they need 9 yards to keep it going and move the sticks.
So third down and 9, and Jeffers is sacked immediately. Actually, Hyman is sacked immediately at the 15-yard line. I think Brandon Phelps there with the sack. Boy, we've called his name quite a bit here tonight.
He's playing a whale of a ball game.
And they're going to spot the ball at the 23-yard line, a loss of 5. They'll make it fourth down and 14. Clock rolling with 10:20 to go in the game, and Dewey on top, 29-14. Jet Hudgens back to punt.
Hunter Brewer at about his own 45 in anticipation of this kick.
The snap.
Short
it's
kick.
Kind of a short kick this time, and the ball will take a Dewey bounce at the 44-yard line in their own territory. So first and 10 from Dewey's 44-yard line. And coming up after our game, we'll have our high school scoreboard show with Jonathan Eastman. He'll have all the scores and highlights for you. And week number 2 of high school football. Of course, last night, Nowata fell to Veneta 29-20. And here's Blake Timmons under center on a first and 10 from their own 44. Hand off to Hunter Brewer, actually now in Pawhuska's territory, to the 45-yard line. So it'll be second and 9 from the 45. Actually for the 44, so he gained 2 on that. Timmons in a shotgun formation again. The snap, Timmons throws to his left. Man open, caught by Jonathan Blackman. And Blackman can't get away, but he does give a first down for the Doggers as he dives to the 35.
He needed 8, and he got 9.
I think if you're for Dewey, you've got to give the ball more to Jonathan Blackman. He's about your best athlete you have. You have other athletes, but I think he's the most physical athlete you got. Timmons under center. Takes the snap. Timmons throws to his left. And pass is incomplete. It was bobbled away there by Blackman. And he says, hey, get me out of the way here, number 8.
He juggled that, made a couple attempts on it. And I thought he was going to haul it in, but give credit to 8. He stayed with him. And he couldn't get his hands back on the ball. We've got second and 10.
Second and 10 from Pawhuska's 35-yard line. Timmons in a shotgun formation. Timmons throws a screen, caught by Hunter Brewer, down immediately at the 34-yard line. And there, Matthew Taft there on the stop.
And one of the linemen got through and put his hands up, and he had to kind of float that ball, and Hunter had to wait on it, and therefore he could not get away from Taft. Third and 9.
Third and 9 for the 34-yard line. Again, a shotgun formation for Timmons. There's a snap. Timmons. Now he'll throw to the left side. Morgan's open. Caught.
Oh, he dropped it.
He had it, and he dropped it.
Yeah, the defense
he
back.
He was way underthrown. And Morgan had to readjust his body to get the ball, but he had it and he dropped it, so now it's 4th and 9.
Well, and part of the drop, the Husky defender got a hand in there and raked at it, so that was a good recovery by the Husky defender.
Doggers will go for it on 4th and 9 from the Huskies 34. Three wide receivers to the left now. Timmons rolls to his left, rolls, throws to the right side, and Jonathan Blackman. Perfect, the ball on the tip of his hands. He was wide open, could have had 6 points. Pass was too high. And Dewey will turn the ball over on downs. But again, just a great effort, though, by that Dewey offense, but they come up empty.
And Pawhuska needed a stop, and they got one. 8:37 to go in the game, trailing by 2 scores. Ball at their own 34-yard line.
So Pawhuska will have it from their own 34. First and 10 from their own 34-yard line. Colton Hyman under center. 2 wide receivers, 1 on each side. They'll pitch it to Graves, and Graves got a loosen yardage to the 32-yard line. And again on the tackle for the Doggers, Travis Owens.
Gave him a good spot there, Adam. Only lost a yard.
So it'll be 2nd and 11 from the 33.
That's that option, but it was kind of a weak pitch. He kind of floated it. Graves had to wait on it, and the defenders caught up with him.
Here's Gray, Hyman. Hyman is in trouble. He is sacked.
Smothered.
At the 23-yard line. Again, it's going to be this time Gage Corner and the assist there by Travis Owens.
That'll lose 9 yards on that play.
And we're going to have an injured player there in the way that it's looking. Look like maybe just a cramp. It looks like a Dogger player now. So they're looking at the Dogger player who is shaken up a little bit.
Yeah, they're stretching both legs. They just got some cramps. Even though it's a cool night, you still have to stay hydrated. And I think we see this a lot early in the season, the players getting cramps.
That was a loss of eight anyway, down at the 25-yard line. While we have a moment, we want to thank our sponsors. Those include Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, Bartlesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Truck. Also by Waters Heating and Air Conditioning, Fastlane Stores, Tri-County Technology Center, Ramona Flowers and Dewey, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Hughes Lumber Company, Arvest Bank. Also by Housing Authority of Osage County, McCartney's Johnson Funeral Home, Green Country Dental Arts of Pawhuska, and by Burbank Materials. Brandon Phelps is the one that got shaken up a little bit. He's had a good night tonight.
He has. Played a whale of a ball game from his linebacker position. Big play coming up here. Got a third and about 20 for the Huskies, and they really need to keep the ball and keep this thing going if they want to have any chance to get back in the ball game.
So third and 19 officially from the 25-yard line. Colton Hyman under center. Three wide receivers, two on the right. Hyman now looking to his left. He throws. Pass is caught by Graves at the 35-yard line.
He got half of it back. About 11, actually, on the catch.
But still way short of the first down.
The fourth and about nine. Graves' third catch on the evening. He's got 17 yards receiving. 130 yards passing so far in the game for quarterback Hyman of the Huskies.
So fourth and nine from the 36.
Hey, do you know Susan Caserta?
You.
Is that your cousin, maybe?
I believe so.
Yes, it's nice to know that she has a famous cousin.
The pass is caught on fourth down by Brian Jeffers. On a long pass there by Colton Hyman, and it's enough for a Husky first down. Yeah, Susan is a cousin of mine who I've not met.
30 yards.
30 yards.
On the play, and I tell you what, five receptions on the night for Jeffers and another first down.
As a matter of fact, Susan's listening. I hope she's listening.
Well, she's at least on Facebook.
From Florida.
All right.
From the Doggers 32-yard line, first and 10. Handoff is to Warren Graves. Sweeps to the left to the 30, down to the 25-yard line.
And I think he's got another first down. Picked up 12.
So it'll be first and 10 from the 21-yard line. Matter of fact, she is my grandmother's niece.
Who called that timeout?
I believe it was, who did call that timeout? Coach Rivard's standing behind me making funny faces at me, and he's saying.
Well, I don't think he called the timeout.
No, he didn't call the timeout. No, we got a player down.
I see it now. Another cramps.
Looked like another cramp issue. Coach, you have anything you want to say to the fans?
Just how much I love you.
There you go.
Coach Rivard sharing the love in the press box.
That's right.
By the
way, tell people on the radio to stand up and start cheering real loud.
If you're listening at home, stand up and start cheering really loud. Good advice. We miss you on the sidelines. You look much more relaxed up here, though.
Well, Coach Rivard, I do miss him on the sidelines, too. But he certainly enjoys being the athletic director here at Dewey.
Doing a great job,
Does a great job,
yes.
By the way. David Dodge, who retired earlier this year, he succeeded him. So doing a great job, as always.
Well, we mentioned it somewhat last night while we were perched of Anita battling the bugs, but how much we appreciate the hospitality and the fine facilities at both Dewey and Nowata when do their home games. It's always a pleasure to come back home and do a home game for either the Doggers or the Ironmen. And the player looks like he's going to be all right. Got the cramps out. Going to be a little stiff-legged as he goes to the sideline. But a nice round of applause, not only from the Husky faithful in attendance, but from this Bulldogger crowd as they show their appreciation to a
like
fine athlete.
Zach Burgeon was the one that was shaking up there a little bit. And also we sometimes go to the beach as well in Pawhuska. And we thank those folks, too, for allowing us to be there as well. And of course, with Kevin Anthony being the voice of the Huskies.
Didn't we tailgate with the Big Horse family 1 year over there?
Oh, I think
so.
Yeah,
that's great.
First and 10 from the 21-yard line. Play action, and Hyman rolls to his left, throws, and the pass intercepted. Intercepted.
Blake Timmons.
To the 10, to the 15, to the 20, and knocked out of bounds at the 23-yard line. Yeah, it's Blake Timmons on the interception.
That'll quilt you. Comeback.
So another turnover there for Pawhuska. I believe that's their third one of the night.
You're right. Two interceptions and a fumble, and that'll sure take the wind out of their sails, I'm afraid.
First and 10 from the 22-yard line in Doggers territory. Timmons shotgun formation, hand off to Hunter Brewer, and Hunter's down immediately at the 21. And boy, a good tackle there by... Look, John Big Horse.
John Big Horse. Speaking of the Big Horse family. Yeah, we got there a little early one night, and they had some fried chicken for it and a little bit of homemade soup. A good time was had by all. Nice family.
Second and 11 from the 21-yard line in Doggers territory after that one-yard loss. Timmons throws to his right. Pass caught at the 29-yard line. And this time... was Kasten Fry. That's the first time we've called his name here tonight.
First catch on the evening there. Goes for a nice 7-yard gain. Makes it third and very manageable.
Could be third and 5 on the play from the 29. They got to get to the 34 for the first down. Oops.
And I think
and
they just picked it up.
Goes offside. Looks like John Big Horse started a little bit early. Well, depending on the spot, that should give Dewey a first down.
It will. That is the 11th penalty on the evening. 83 yards in penalties for the Huskies. And for the Husky fans listening, tell Frank Reeves over there, his cousin, said hello next time you see him.
Timmons passes and is caught and dropped by Jonathan Blackman.
I think Jonathan just looking to see how far he could run when he caught that. He just forgot to take care of the catching part
He
first.
Saw green grass,
he,
didn't he?
He sure did. Well, turf at least.
Well, grass, yeah, green turf. Tell you what, this turf is a couple of years old. It still looks great.
Still under warning.
Yeah. Second and 10 from the 35-yard line. Shotgun formation. Now handoff to Hunter Brewer. Sweeps to the right to the 35 to the 39-yard line. Gain of 4. It'll make it 3rd and 6 from the 39. Clock rolling. 5:40 to go in the game. And again, Dewey on top of Pawhuska, 29-14.
That's the play I like to see, though, with trying to burn a little clock and see Hunter Brewer with the ball in his hands.
Get a shotgun formation for Timmons. Snap, Timmons throws to his left, caught by Blackman at the 44-yard line.
About a yard
He's
shy.
About a yard shy of the first down. So just short of the first down, they'll make it 4th and 1 from the 44, and Dewey's going to go for it, looks like.
We said Blackman needed to get the ball.
And we're going to have another offside penalty. And this time it's going to be against Zach Burgeon again. And it'll be a 5-yard penalty, another first down. So Pawhuska is shooting themselves in the foot.
Not helping the cause any at all.
So from the 49-yard line makes it 1st and 10, Dewey. 3 wide receivers to the right. The snap, handoff to Brewer. To the middle and gets to the Pawhuska territory to the 46-yard line.
Yeah, if he's going to make 4 and 5 yards a pop, you just kind of want to keep feeding him and letting that clock roll if you're the Doggers. 4:39 and counting.
2nd and 5 from the 46-yard line. Second and five. Timmons. Pass. Oh, it batted away there. Good job there by Caleb Steeler.
And Timmons a little woozy after that, too. I think he got smacked pretty good.
So it'll be third and five now from the 46-yard line in Pahuska territory.
That was a 36th pass attempt by Timmons tonight.
It's been a busy kid here tonight.
This hurry-up offense gets a lot of snaps in a game.
There's a snap. Timmons rolls to his right. Still rolling. Has a seam to the 40. And down at the 36-yard line. Enough for a Dogger first down. Blake Timmons.
And right
on the run.
Right at an 11-yard gain for Blake. Nice run. And as you said, more importantly, a first down for the Doggers. Keep that clock moving, keep the sticks moving, keep the ball in their possession. Now if you're Husky, you got to start thinking about using your timeouts to stop the clock to have a chance here.
4:10 to go in the game. Timmons hand off to Hunter Brewer, and he gets no gain on the play. Might have crossed the 36-yard line. Depending on the spot, no gain. So make it second and seven.
Now they're
second
and ten. Now they move the stick on you.
And maybe gained a half a yard.
They do that to you, Adam.
They do.
They wait for you to say it, and then they move the stick.
Yeah. So second and ten from the 37-yard line. Snap. Timmons.
Oh!
Down he goes. Holy cow. Matthew Taft on a big-time hit by Blake Timmons.
That was the old saw the quarterback in half with that hit. My word.
Boy.
Timeout.
Surprisingly, Blake Timmons is still on his feet there after that major hit there by Matthew Taft. Holy cow.
Yeah, he hit him about waist high and just bent him over double.
Timeout Pahuska with 3:26 to go in the game, and it's 29-14 favor of Dewey. Malby spotted the 43-yard line, so it'll be third and 16.
Yeah, Blake.
After the timeout, we have a final at Custer Stadium, and Bartlesville picks up the win over Cashel Hall, 42-14.
Revenge is a dish best served cold.
Next week, Bruins host Enid for homecoming.
Homecoming already.
Already. Matter of fact, our first homecoming, we'll be doing two homecomings this year. The first will be here in Dewey in 2 weeks.
Blake Timmons had his helmet off during that timeout, still kind of trying to walk it off, as it were. He got cut in half. He's still kind of gimpy. He'll feel that one in the morning.
So 3:32 to go in the game. And now third and 16 from the 43-yard line.
Big play here for the Husky defense.
Now Phelps in motion. Timmons goes back to pass. He's being blitzed. It's caught by Brewer, and they stopped at the 43-yard line.
Nice
Matthew Taft again.
Nice recovery by Taft on that screen pass.
And now Hunter Brewer is down. Actually, he'll get off. He's got that cramp.
That's his fifth reception on the evening, and it's fourth and long. As Schell checks in the game to replace Hunter Brewer. They're going to work on him on that cramp on the sideline.
And now it's fourth and 16 from the 43.
Yeah, they're going to punt here.
They're going to punt this one, I think. Timmons, shotgun formation. They're going to keep that clock rolling to 10 on the game clock. A 10 on the game clock. Now he goes back to the punting formation, the snap. And
oh, my.
A wobbly kick. And that's going to go out of bounds at the 10. Boy, it was ugly punt, but it goes something out of nothing.
It had a good roll. One of those rugby-style kicks almost. It's end over end over end.
Looked like my golf shot.
Yeah, I don't think you hit it that far, do you?
I have no comment.
You could have said, not always.
So that long drive by Dewey doesn't go zippo.
But it did something. It burned a lot of time off the clock.
It sure does.
And Puska's got 86 yards and 2 minutes and 40 seconds to make up two scores.
First and 10, now play action as Hyman goes, and he's sacked at the 9-yard line. And look like
Travis Owens, maybe?
Yes, Travis Owens on the sack there, and it's now second and long. They'll spot that ball at the 9. He's second and 15. Clock rolling with 2:10 to go in the game.
Husker not really showing any sense of urgency, which is a little surprising.
Now the snap. Hyman gets away. He's sacked again, this time at the 4-yard line. It's Jacob Shambles there on the tackle.
Mercy.
First time now coming in is going to be Lane Branch. So now under 1:40 to go in the game. Third and 19 from the 5. Hyman again under center. Now Hyman going back to pass, throws, right side, caught to the 10, spins around, and that's all he'll get. That was Brian Jeffers. Well short of the first down.
Jeffers' 6th catch on the night.
Now third, now looking at 4th and 14 from the 10.
Well, I think this is where you maybe give a little Hail Mary action.
Yeah, Puska really not in any hurry at all. I mean, now it's under a minute to go in the game. You're down 2 scores. Hyman now going back to pass, and Hyman down again at the 4-yard line. And I believe that was... it looks like Gage Carter there on the sack, and now Dewey will take over on downs from Pawhuska's 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal.
46 seconds to play. You think they'll just take a knee here? Or?
I think you have to. Timeout Pawhuska. They got 1 left. Well, it looks like that Dewey is going to get their first win of the year. Meanwhile, Pawhuska will probably fall to 0-2 on the season.
Well, it kind of came down to who made the least mistakes. And I think, unfortunately, Pawhuska made more of them than Dewey tonight. Dewey able to capitalize. Came out strong in the second half, got that touchdown.
Well, really, it looked like it was going to be all Dewey early in the game.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Leading 14-0 midway in the first quarter, but Pawhuska, give them a lot of credit for them because they hung on a lot in this game. Matter of fact, when they played Verdigris last week, they were only down 16-8, and you know Verdigris, a very good ball club, but a couple of late touchdowns sealed the deal last week. This, I think, is a good win for Dewey as they'll go improve to 1-1. They travel to Veneta next week. So well, first and goal from the 5-yard line.
No victory formation.
Timmons in a shotgun formation. Timmons, pump fakes, throws in the middle, caught. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. Kobe Morgan on a 5-yard reception. And Dewey has put the final nail to the coffin.
And that's Kobe Morgan's 3rd touchdown reception of the game.
So one play, 5 yards after Pawhuska turned the ball over on downs, and now Kobe Morgan will attempt the extra point. There's a snap, the hold, the kick on its way, and it is good. So timeout on the field, 36-14, favor of Dewey, with 42 seconds to go in the game. We'll just keep it here.
I'm kind of thinking in the back of my mind, if Pawhuska doesn't take that timeout, do you think Dewey just is content to walk up and take a knee? I don't know what to think about all that.
Well, I don't know either.
Guess it's not for me to decide.
That's why we're up here.
I'm the analyst. You're the play-by-play guy, and they're the coaches, so we'll leave it to that.
Other than that, I think, again, a good win for Dewey here tonight.
It is. You know, their home opener.
Tough loss for Pawhuska.
Right.
Well, Dewey will kick things off here to Pawhuska. It looked like Matthew Taft, along with Warren Graves, back to receive. And also Brian Jeffers is going to be back as well. Coming up after our broadcast, we'll have the High School Scoreboard Show with Jonathan Eastman. He'll have all the scores and highlights for you. Week number two of high school football. Again, Bartlesville does go on to win tonight to improve to 2-0 over Acacia Hall. Here's a kickoff by Morgan. It's a high kick. Looks like Taft has it at the 10, to the 15, to the 20. Runs to the left to the 25, and that's where he'll be, out of bounds at the 27. So 33.9 seconds to go in the game. See what Pawhuska can do here on their final possession here.
I got nothing.
You have nothing. Boy, that's a first.
I have nothing.
That's a first. You have nothing to say.
Have nothing to say. I let the action speak for itself tonight. Great ball game by two very fine Northeast Oklahoma high schools. One's going to be 0-2, and one's going to be even at 1-1.
There's a snap, handoff to Graves. He'll sweep to the right to the 25 and down to the 27-yard line. That's all he's going to get. And again, Jacob Owens there on the tackle. And clock rolling under 20 seconds to go in the game. And now we got a looks like we got another cramp issue on the looks like Pawhuska player down with cramping issues. You know, one thing, it's still pretty warm this time of year, and it is. We're kind of in the late summer pattern. And I think the thing for the kids, they've got to keep themselves lubed up, drink a lot of water, Gatorade, and I think you got to do that at least 24 hours before game time.
Oh, yeah, you bet. And you know, high school kids, they live for the moment lots of times, never thinking about the next hour of the day. So they probably don't do a lot of hydration on Thursday evening.
Look like walking that off is Keenan Chiefs. And Chiefs looks like he wants to stay in the game, and he is. That's unusual. I thought you'd have to sit out to play.
Well, I think he told the coach to go on back to the sideline. He's going to play. And you don't see that very often.
No. Well, 10.3 seconds to go. 36-14. Dewey on top of Pawhuska.
Pawhuska just kind of staying in the huddle.
Play clock now down. Actually, the game clock now starting with 5, 4, 3.
And they're going to walk
around. They're going to wind this down. The game is over, and your final score, Dewey 36 and Pawhuska 14. 36-14. Dewey picks up the win. And we will come back, wrap this game up in 2 minutes. You're listening to High School Football on K-Rig and KPGM. Thanks for joining us for High School Football on K-Rig and KPGM. Today's broadcast has been brought to you by Arvest Bank, Hughes Lumber Company, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Ramona Flowers and Dewey, Tri-County Technology Center, Fast Lane Store, Waters Heating and Air Conditioning, Bartlesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Truck, and by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville. Today's game has also been brought to you by Burbank Materials, Green Country Dental Arts of Pawhuska, McCartney's Johnson Funeral Home, and by Housing Authority of Osage County. And now we get you back to regular programming on Real Country 104.9 FM, K-Rig, Nowata, Bartlesville, and Sports Talk 1500 AM, KPGM, Pawhuska, Oklahoma.